Women have more of an issue cultivating energy rather than controlling it. Women pursue men based on their energy. You see this a lot in relationships. A guy starts to have good stuff going for him, and a girl can sense that. It's amazing to me how good women are at sensing energy. They can tell really, really quickly whether a guy's low energy or whether he's high energy.
This is 100% accurate. And this is why when you're trying to pick up women or get women, it's all about how you come across. It's not about saying a specific thing or wearing a specific shirt or chain or hopping out a certain car. It's about the vibe you give off. Women are all about the vibes and the energy. So it's about coming off as confident, coming off as, you know, yeah, I'm hollering at you, but I could do without you. I mean, if you say no, no big deal. I got other hoes on deck type of vibe. They love that type of energy. Me, I just come off laid back like I don't care about nothing. And honestly, that has helped me with the ladies. It makes me mysterious to women. But I mean, a lot of times I don't want anything to do with them because they're just annoying and I'm not that pressed for sex. So I don't even want most of them to like me because I know all the hoops and headache I got to go through just to get that 5 minutes of pleasure. And it's definitely not worth it to me unless I actually think you're a cool person and actually want to get to know you better. But that's rare.
And they're just drawn towards it. And so you have women who will meet a guy, and maybe this guy's had a couple good things going for him. His confidence is up, and she's like, I want him. And a guy who isn't used to controlling his energy, this is his death in a certain sense, because she will take the energy out of him.
Are you happy?
No.
Why?
I'm alone.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I mean, I just sit in a little room all day, work in front of a computer.
And let's go back. Don't you dare feel sorry for 1 second. Let's take a look. I'm not saying she's a supermodel, but she looked good enough to definitely have a guy. Maybe she got a crappy personality and girls don't like her, but even with that, she can get with an average guy, have some kids, and start a life and not be lonely that way. So when she say I'm lonely and poor me and, you know, the sad piano music, she's basically implying that the nines and tens don't want me. So therefore, I'm lonely because I'd rather be lonely than settle for a seven. Most women would rather get treated bad by nines and tens their whole life than ever to settle for good treatment from a seven. Getting philosophical on y'all. I'm gonna say it again. Most women would rather be mistreated by nines and tens their whole life than ever settle for the good treatment of a seven. She probably turned down two or three guys on this outing while she was out and about with the hoodie on, just looking normal.
Oftentimes, man, we be dating women that are just not compatible with the life that we want to live. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be determined by what that woman wants. Okay, I like her. She's super high maintenance. So you know what? I got to go get on my grind. I got to go get me some more money. I got to go do this. I got to do that. Whatever it takes to be able to deliver this, you know, 10,000 square foot house and Rolls Royce in a driveway and Louis Vuitton bags all through.
But the thing is, most guys live for women. Just be honest. Everything they do is for a woman. The haircut they get, the clothes they wear, the car they drive, or the car they try to drive, the hours they work a week. It's all for the bitch. And I totally disagree with this. I think men should live for themselves and women should be an accessory. So hey, if you feel comfortable living a $30,000 a year lifestyle, so be it. I mean, I would say it's going to be hard to retire. So you maybe should try to get something else going on the side or something. But hey, if you comfortable living with $30,000 a year and living that lifestyle, fine. But it's going to be a hard time trying to get a chick if that's what you want to find. If you want to find a relationship and a woman who's going to be okay with you making $30,000 a year these days, that's going to be a rough one. You're going to have to get like a hippie woman or something that want to live out in the woods who don't mind about money. She's a minimalist. That's going to be very hard to find. And that's why so many guys these days feel like they got to try to make $100,000 because all these women didn't convince other dingbat women that that's the standard now. And you got all these dudes trying to scramble and try to find a way to make more money and do more, drive a better car, live in a bigger house just to get a chick. It's pathetic. I wonder how many guys end up dead or in jail because they're doing something illegal to try to maintain a lifestyle for the broad.
Closet and a bunch of clothes in there with tags on them that she don't even wear. So you got dudes that go out here and try to kill themselves for that. And instead of just finding you somebody that's compatible with the lifestyle that you want to live, if you don't really believe in all that fancy high value stuff, stay away from those type of women. There are plenty of attractive women who have that same mindset that you have.
I mean, there are women who would be okay with living a regular lifestyle, but it's a small percentage. I mean, even the ones who act like they cool with it, they still kind of want more though. They may just figure, okay, I'll be patient and he'll work his way up, long as he's ambitious, you know what that means. To find a woman who's genuinely content with just $50,000 a year lifestyle, genuinely never going to ask for him to upgrade it in any way, that's going to be rough. And even out of the women who would be okay with just a regular lifestyle, they usually want him to be 9 or 10 and look still. They still want you to be a 9 or 10 in a couple of other areas.
Man, I don't need a Louis. I don't need a Gucci. I'm good. Long as our bills is paid, we got a decent house, we got a couple cars in that garage. We can take trips when I want to take them. I'm good.